Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 11th of February. The tax burden on US companies and ultimately consumers was ratcheted up further yesterday, with no exceptions to a 4th of March tax on buyers of imported steel and aluminium. The cost increase is obviously a hit to the competitiveness of US metal users, and there is a very good chance of second-round effects as domestic US metal companies raise their prices under the shield of the trade tax. Consumers are less likely to know about this unless job losses are very explicitly tied to the tariffs in the popular narrative. There will no doubt be extensive lobbying between now and the 4th of March by those US companies that are set to suffer. In US President Trump's first term, such lobbying did help to achieve a reprieve for some US metal consumers. We also get the National Federation of Independent Businesses survey of small business sentiment from the states. This is plagued with the usual problems of any survey evidence, overlaid with selection bias. The survey only questions a sample of NFIB members, and it is not beyond the bounds of possibility that there is a strong political bias amongst NFIB members, which means that this is a survey of Republican views. The economic value of this is low, therefore. However, as the survey was conducted in January, it might capture some of the concerns about Trump's tax hikes before they retreated. Would the threat of higher propane costs or increased fertilizer bills worry a Republican-leaning business owner? It might depend on which television news channel you watch, as the coverage of the mooted tax hikes was not necessarily equal. In the United Kingdom, a narrative was established late last year around the government's budget. The tax increases were seen as destroying the retail sector. Employment costs were soaring. Shoppers were cowering at home, terrified of an ever-increasing burden of the state. Growth was about to collapse. All of this narrative can be summed up as they would say that, wouldn't they? Firms, especially retailers, were grumbling about policies they disagreed with and translated that grumbling into their views on the economy. The reality is that UK consumers have continued to spend, with very strong non-food sales in December and further strength evident in the British Retail Consortium's like-for-like retail sales data for January, released overnight. The numbers measure the value of goods sold, but with non-food items generally falling in price in recent months, this is suggesting a strong volume of retail sales as well today. We're going to be hearing from the Bank of England's Governor Bailey and the Bank of England hawk-turned-dove man today as well. French fourth quarter unemployment came out. This is not especially market moving as a number. Markets tend not to think in terms of quarterly data points most of the time. But the data showed a decline in unemployment against expectations for an increase. Positive economic news in France doesn't really fit with the established market narrative at the moment, which means that while this may not be market moving, it is noteworthy. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.